up whatever's on your mind, just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, freetalklive.com. Completely redesigned, by the way, in case you haven't been yet, please head on over. It's much more community-oriented. It allows you to essentially select the content that appears on our website. You get to submit the content, and then it gets to be voted on, whether other people like it or dislike it. Well, you'll just have to put something in there and see what happens. Go to freetalklive.com. Now, we're continuing. I want to continue a discussion, bring you listeners up to speed that are just tuning in this hour, about child pornography. In this case, we're talking about a story in out of Lacey, Washington, as reported by Cairo News, where a 14-year-old boy at a middle school there, 14 seems a little old for a middle school, but maybe he's in eighth grade, a little late. Anyway, he was he received a cell phone picture from his 14-year-old girlfriend, which showed her naked. When the two broke up, the boy allegedly began forwarding the image to other students, and he's been charged with child pornography. A 13-year-old girl was also charged for allegedly playing a role in spreading the naked photo to other students. So even though the girl who took the picture wasn't charged, which is unusual, normally they'll charge her too, she wasn't charged. They did charge another girl.
She's the victim this time.
For simply forwarding it on to the other teenagers. And as the mom points out, she did something out of trust, I suppose wanting to be accepted and loved, and it was a mistake. And yeah, it was a mistake. It probably caused some embarrassment for her.
Like, young people, I mean, they just make mistakes. People of all ages make mistakes.
Sure.
Young people make a lot of mistakes. And it's really important to learn from that. And I feel like it's kind of scary to be a young person these days, because there's all kinds of laws out there that as a young person you probably have no idea about, and to think that you could do something that just feels natural and maybe you're looking for a little attention, and if it's a mistake that you could learn from, it's not like there wouldn't be consequences of this. Like, 50 million people now have this girl's picture and she's probably embarrassed. But to think that on top of that there could be legal trouble is scary.
Absolutely.
Well, I think it's worse here that if you know, what would essentially would have been sort of a spat between two young people that were dating each other a decade ago. Now, with the advent of technology, you know, this girl shows, you know, are you telling me that 13 and 14 year old kids weren't looking at each other naked a decade ago? Well, now, because it's preserved in digital format for everyone to see
and easily forwarded on a cell phone.
It's a felony for two kids, a 13 and 14 year old, are going to have felony records. They're going to, be sex offenders, maybe for the rest of their lives. It depends on the state and its rules, but
odds are good. Child porn, likely going to be the rest of their lives. Presuming they're charged as adults, which, I mean, imagine it is. Child porn doesn't have a juvenile charge, right? And that's an adult sounding charge.
Yeah.
But also, what about this aspect of the story? How would this situation be different? Because Courtney Shreve of the North Thurston School District, one of the bureaucrats, says this. When you do things like this, cyberbullying, these phone messages, you can damage somebody's life for the rest of their life.
That's a bad quote. You don't use the same word well, twice within four words.
Not to mention, if you call the government when you should be dealing with things, from a person-to-person basis, you could damage someone for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. I mean,
in this case, this is what the government's going to do to these other kids.
The idea, first of all, to me it's absurd, the idea that having a naked picture taken of yourself at age 14
is going to be with you 10 years later.
Right.
No, that's absurd.
As though it's going to matter. As though she's going to go in and apply for a job at the local, you know, wherever it is that she's looking to go to work, and they're going to hunt around on the internet and find out, sorry, sweetie, we found this news story from a decade ago. You were 14. You took a picture of yourself naked. Naked.
we just can't have someone like that working
here. You
know
what actually stays with people and ruins their lives is government criminal charges, mm-hmm. most of which are not criminal, not real crimes anyway. Things like possession of marijuana, even possession of heroin or something like that. That stuff stays with people. That stuff ruins people's lives, prevents them from getting jobs and things like that. Not some 13-year-old seeing you naked 10 years ago.
Yeah, so I just don't believe the claims that anything that a teenager does as far as taking nude photos of themselves is going to have any kind of impact on them down the line.
At this point, the internet is so filled
with
naked teens, it is not a big deal.
Yeah.
And it's actually the big deal that's being made out of this calling in the law caused the journalists to care.
Exactly.
So the journalism wouldn't have been there and all the hullabaloo made over it if it hadn't been for the cops coming in.
That's my point here, is that if anything, it's the bringing in of the system that has made this worse. It's the attention that has been generated here that has made this worse. If they hadn't have gone after these kids, if the picture had just gone around and
it would die.
Yeah, like, it would die off.
It would be the thing for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And people would forget about
She'd
it.
She'd get ribbing. She'd be made fun of.
And it depends. She may get made fun of. She also may get positive attention from it. Like, you don't necessarily know.
Yeah, she's clearly
I don't know what she looks like. So if she, I could be totally wrong about this, but when I think about what I looked like when I was 13, you know, if I was going to take a naked picture of myself, I wouldn't do it unless I felt like I had a decent body. And if that's the case, then would be positive attention that would come from that as well.
Clearly, she's willing to accept attention based on her, you know, what she looks like naked. I don't know. There's a large segment of the population out there that's willing to accept that attention, and the idea here is that, you know, a 14 year old girl can't make that decision, but apparently she did, and if she can't make that decision as to whether or not to take the picture, how can the 14 year old boy that distributed it be responsible for making the decision to distribute it? It's so stupid. If they're going to charge this young man with distribution of porn, they need to charge this young lady with production of porn. And that's what's wrong with this scenario.
Well, you don't mean that, though.
No, not really. I don't think it should be done at all, but it's...
Well, if the teens are convicted, they could spend up to 30 days in detention, and they would be forced to register as sex offenders.
Now, that is something that ruins people's lives. That does not go away when you're 18. This bureaucrat is talking about something that's ruining lives here, not the girl taking pictures. She would forget that even happened 10 years ago. But
even if she doesn't forget about it, it's not like she's going to go to sleep thinking about it every night.
No, she would not forget that she's a sex offender and that she, in a lot of places she would need to live in certain areas with other sex offenders. And like that kind of crap ruins people's lives.
Right. Why are they just going after two kids? I mean, they say here in the story that dozens of kids in the school district, at least dozens, maybe far more than that, were sent this particular photo. So why pick on the boy and one girl who acted as a hub? He sent the picture out to her. She sent the picture out to more people. He likely sent it out to some of his friends as well. I mean, child porn is charged. People are charged with child porn for simply possessing pictures of teenagers.
Because this is about cyberbullying. This isn't about child porn.
They're charged with child porn.
Understood. But they're being hunted down for cyberbullying.
Hmm.
This is because he was the source of maliciousness, and this other girl, possibly the new girlfriend or some girl that was hoping to be the new girlfriend, they were the source of the maliciousness, and it's bad. You can't bully people on the cybernets because they can't get away.
Yeah, what's with the cyberbullying? Like, is this a standard bullying? Doesn't cover all bullying in the bullying category? There needs to be little sub.
Yeah, this is the new. You've not heard of cyberbullying?
People have committed suicide.
I've heard of it, but it sounds crazy. But people commit suicide sometimes. It's unfortunate, but it happens, and it.
Now, anybody can be a bully. Now in the new realm of the internet, back in the old days when we were growing up, it used to be that it was usually the big guy that was the bully. Or I'm sure there was also girls that were bullies as well. Were you ever bullied by another girl?
Yeah, sure. So probably. I don't even remember.
Is she bigger than you? I mean, was that pretty much...
I can tell you the answer to that question. Yes, I cannot tell you details.
Right.
It's like getting a picture taken me 10 years ago. I don't remember. I don't care.
Typically, bullies were bigger, but now anybody who has an email account can be a cyber bully. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
If you like vitamins, say, ilikevitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All that and saves money, too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up
with anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features, so enjoy those on us, including updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. And get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
He's the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Galahad, Freedom Engineer. The Anarcho-Capitalist Adventure Series is complete. Read it for free at peaceprosper.com. And help Ben Woods construct Catalyxia. It's peaceprosper.com.
We continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Going to Joe in Ohio. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hi. How you doing?
What's on your mind, Joe?
Well, I've been listening on the podcast about Brad Jardis the last few days, and I don't know how it works in New Hampshire, but here, sheriffs are elected. Mm-hmm. How cool would it be to elect Brad Jardis sheriff and have your top cop in your county be such a freedom-loving guy?
I think that would be pretty darn cool. You're talking about Brad Jardis, who is a former member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, a former law enforcement officer, just this week resigned his position from law enforcement, was kicked out of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. It's been quite a lengthy topic of discussion on this program, and he's a really principled dude. I mean, he's come quite a long ways in his path of liberty in the last few years that I've known him. It's been a wonderful transition, and I'm really proud of the guy. He's a wonderful person, and it would be awesome to have somebody like Brad Jardis heading up either as a police chief or as the sheriff, which is the highest law enforcement officer generally in any given geographic political boundary.
I can't think of any place that's not true.
And that's if he's elected, then he can't be fired. You know, so if he were to be elected,
he'd be the top guy in the county. You know, hell, from what I understand, you know, in some places they've talked about the sheriff's showing the feds to the door of the county. You know,
I love that idea.
Who would that be?
Yeah, you start enforcing those federal drug laws here in my county, and I'll have your agents arrested.
That's it, you know. I mean, I hadn't heard anybody say anything like that, and it just seems like a natural. I mean, he's obviously qualified to be sheriff.
Yeah, you know, he's been a cop for more than a decade. I think being a cop for more than a decade certainly is a qualification.
I'd also like to see a sheriff protect peaceful people that don't wish to pay income tax in, as a protest against wars in foreign nations or whatever reason they decide to. But
yeah, there you go. Usually they send the sheriff to do the sheriff's sale, wouldn't they?
Yep, and in this case, he could tell the IRS, you can say whatever you want, but you can't come in here and confiscate anybody's property in my county.
Awesome. That'd be awesome. Well, maybe we can talk Brad into it. Who knows? I mean, he's now free of the reins of the police, the government police department, and all of the various different rules and regulations that would apply to him as being a government police officer. And so, I mean, his future has opened up to whatever he might want to do. And he certainly has a lot of friends who would help him in some sort of a campaign if he decided to do that.
Hey, I just wanted to throw it out there.
Thanks
so,
for that, Joe. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thank you for the call at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Right now, he's enjoying some time off in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Oahu is a region or a city in Hawaii, I believe. Hmm.
Let's continue with Mike in Wisconsin on the AMP line. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you doing, man?
It's on your mind, Mike.
Hey, well, I wanted to bring up the story. I don't know if anybody's brought it up yet, but the Campaign for Liberty has endorsed pretty much a guy running for Senate in Colorado who's pro-war. Definitely not a non-interventionist like Ron Paul and the group that, he started Campaign for Liberty purports to be against. Right on this guy's website, it says, his foreign policy views are, here's his quote, "We definitely need to continue a major effort in Afghanistan. We are told this effort will take at least 10 years. It will require both military and civilian personnel to help build up the country. The generals on the ground tell us we're likely to be in Afghanistan for long term with a difficult and complicated mission. As Colorado senator, I will always look first to to the advice of the generals, and I will strongly support the mission of our troops who are in harm's way.
Yeah, he's just a standard run-of-the-mill Republicans, what it sounds like.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Now, wait,
yeah,
what's their, Mike, what's their excuse? I mean, because we got into, Mark and I got into some conflict the other week when it was announced that Ron Paul was found to be endorsing all of the Republicans in the state of Texas. Turned out the reason for that was he had cut a deal with the Republicans to where he would agree to endorse all of their candidates if they did something or other. And some people claimed that it's just a requirement that if you're going to be in the Republican Party and run as a Republican in Texas, that you have to also endorse all of the other Republicans, this silly mindset of basically collectivism. But you know, he kind of got a pass because, well, that's politics, and he had to compromise in order to do what he wants to do and advance the ideas of freedom. What's the Campaign for Liberty's excuse in this case?
Well, they did a $350,000 ad buy for him.
Whoa!
They're saying they got the money from a certain group of people in Colorado that wanted to spend the money specifically on this guy, an ad for this guy.
Then why didn't they give that money? Then why didn't they give the money to that guy?
Well, as an individual, you can only give over $2,000 and $2,400.
They can't create a pack?
For individual.
Right,
but I think if maybe it was an easier thing, they figured, well, let's give it to the Campaign for Liberty and let them create the ad.
If the Campaign for Liberty says to do something, there are a lot of people that are going to look at that, and because they've got the auspices of Ron Paul kind of hovering over the organization, and it makes it appear as though if they are endorsing a candidate or advertising for a candidate, that they are behind that candidate, and that's what you're saying, that they absolutely are, and this guy is in no way a liberty-oriented candidate.
No, I mean, he sounds really good on everything else pretty much on his website. He's against bailouts and against health care and all that stuff.
They're all going to say that. Every Republican says that stuff.
Yeah, that's true. The real test is the foreign policy thing. And, you know, it's too bad because this group is not very old. They've only been around for, maybe a year or so.
They've already been co-opted. Right? Yeah, they've already been taken. If they ever had principles, they don't have them now.
I don't know that what he is saying is entirely true. I'd need to see further investigation of this. But if it is as you purport it, it's disgusting.
Where could Mark go to find this information?
I found out about it from Pete Ayer's Facebook profile. He's posted a blog about it. From Motorhome Diaries.
You trust Pete Ayer, don't you, Mark?
I actually sort of have already heard information prior to this call that indicates that what he says is true. I need to investigate it for myself.
Okay, can he go to the Campaign for Liberty website and find this, or what?
You can find the candidate's view on Afghanistan on the candidate's website. Just Google Ken Buck.
Yeah.
And then you can find the ad that they're playing, doesn't address foreign policy, address all the other stuff, and that's, you can, easily find that on the internet, I would think. But several news outlets have covered that, the Campaign for Liberty has done this huge ad buy for this guy, and Dick Cheney's endorsing this guy, too. Which is
oh, boy. Wow. Hey, thanks for sharing that with us tonight, Mike. Appreciate
it. We got the Halliburton seal of approval.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So if you were giving money to the Campaign for Liberty, you may want to reconsider. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything if you dial in toll free 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, those features including live streams, broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, webcam, it's all there free at listen.freetalklive.com.
College students, well, if you don't know what you're going to do for internships or summer work right now, it's going to be a lot harder to find work if you don't go to libertarianinternships.com. The deadlines are coming up very quickly for internships in public policy, journalism, and production. These are, you know, like television, film, alternative media production. They have stipends. That means you get a paycheck. They have housing allowances, which means you get to keep more of your paycheck. And they teach you how to do the job. They have before and after seminars. It's a great program. LibertarianInternships.com. You've got to enter information once you go to the website to get the full story. But they give you an overview there. LibertarianInternships.com.
Yeah, anybody that we've ever talked to that's been to one of those has just raved about them.
That much is true.
So LibertarianInternships.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Jack is with us in Connecticut. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Jack?
Hey.
You're on the air.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about homeschooling.
Sure. Okay.
Well, today was my last day of public government-run school.
How old are you, Jack?
I'm 14.
Okay. Why did you leave?
Well, I called in a few months ago about how I got kicked out of class for not saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes. I don't know if you remember the call.
I do recall that, yes.
Yes, so, yeah. Well, I've read things by John Taylor Gatto and John Holt, and I find it, you know, really repulsive, the whole government-run schools.
Why? So, just briefly, if you don't mind, why do you find government-run schools repulsive?
Well, it's pretty much, you know, however many years you stay in it, it's indoctrination camp. And it teaches nationalism and nothing really the kid is interested in.
John Taylor Gatto, by the way, the former New York State School Teacher of the Year. I mean, this guy is credible as far as his position and his opinion on what the government schools are all about. And he really does reveal some interesting information. I believe that at least one of his books is available in its entirety for free on his website. So folks that want to learn more about the Prussian school system that we have, these indoctrination camps, from his perspective, can go and do it for free. I think it's JohnTaylorGatto.com, if I'm not mistaken. So you read all that information, and then what? I mean, how did you end up getting from being kicked out of class for not standing for the pledge to not going to government school anymore?
Well, it took a long time to convince my parents to do it and everything. And they're still a little uneasy about the whole thing, but, you know, it's I've given them some of the books, and we know families who do it, so it's, you know, it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, it's hard to break out of the paradigm. You don't even know why you don't want to break out of the paradigm. This is not normal. We shouldn't do things that aren't normal. You know, it's the herd mentality. You know, you're in the midst of the antelopes, and you're like, holy crap, we can't just step out of the herd. And it's really tough to be to step outside of the box. It wasn't your parents' idea to homeschool, so it must be a bad idea, right?
That's what a lot of people would think. Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you for being able to convince your parents to try something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
They must be fairly open-minded. So did they read the John Taylor Gatto book before they were convinced? I mean, because it's like you say, Mark, parents aren't going to look at their teenage kid and think that their kid knows more than they do, right? So they're going to have to be cited some sort of information by somebody that they'll perceive of as an authority. Is that pretty much the process? You had them read the books that helped them persuade them to your position?
Well, yeah. At first, I introduced the idea to them. They were like, "What? What's this?" But then I started. It took a long time, and then I started giving them books called like "Dumbing Us Down" by John Taylor Gatto, and other books too, "Teen Liberation Handbook."
That sounds like fun.
They took the time to read these books, or kind of went over them with you? Okay.
No, they read them and
Usually, when you hand somebody sort of a pro-liberty book, it's like, thanks. And they put it down and, you know, never read it.
I would never hand someone a pro-liberty book unless they told me they would read it. That's you just don't give out books to people unless you know for a fact they are interested in reading them. So that's great that you were able to persuade them. What was the process like actually getting out of the government school?
Well, there is a lot of red tape you do have to go through. You have to sign papers and... basically, at the end of the year, we have to give them documentation of what I've been learning to show that we've been good little citizens and following their legislation, and so.
So you basically had to go to the school to get the paperwork or the school board to get the.
You have to send a school letter, and then they give you paperwork.
Mm-hmm. And then, is there a fee involved or anything like that, or is it just you fill out the paperwork and then? No.
Amazing.
No.
Yeah.
However, there is, like I said, at the end of the year, you have to go and give them documentation of what you've been learning. So
how are you going to handle that? Are you going to be unschooled, or are your parents going to actually take over the role of teacher?
No, it's unschooling. It's
cool.
Yeah.
Tell us how that goes, because I'm interested in unschooling, and how that, you know, how it all works for the individual.
Well, right, especially as somebody who's coming out of the government school system as, what were you, ninth grade?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade. Okay, so somebody's coming out of the government indoctrination camp and then going into the world of unschooling, as opposed to starting with unschooling, you know, starting with being raised in a homeschooling environment and having that throughout your entire life. That'd be an interesting perspective.
I'd also like to know, how about college grades and things like that? What if you decide you want to be a an engineer or something? You want to go to college and you want to go to a good college. How is it that you're going to get in with really no grades? I mean, unschooling. How can you get grades for not, you know, going to traditional school?
Well, actually, in the one of the books I read called the Teenage Liberation Handbook by Grace Llewellyn, I think, it talks about going to college and things, you know, networks you can go through to do that. And apparently some colleges really like homeschoolers, and they really like, and you can just say that you're a homeschooler, and they'll accept that, and they'll question you more about it.
I would imagine that a college like that would have some sort of an entrance exam in which you could take and basically test in and show them your proficiency.
Yeah.
That's just me speculating, though.
Makes sense.
So, I really appreciate hearing from you on this in the follow-up, Jack, and I hope that you will keep in touch with us and let us know how the unschooling process is going. I mean, is this your first week of being unschooled? Is this brand new, or how far are you into it?
Today was my last day.
Oh, your last day at government school.
Wow, that must have felt nice.
Yeah.
What were your friends saying?
My friends they could pretty much understand it. I mean, I've kind of convinced them I've slightly persuaded them to a pro-liberty kind of idea. But everyone else is like, what? You're being homeschooled? What's going on with that? And people don't understand. And even, like, my grandparents don't really understand the idea. It's definitely... A lot of people don't understand, but you know what? It's okay.
Good for you, Jack, for taking your education into your own hands and you know, taking the steps that are necessary in order to see that you get the best education you possibly can.
You know, what's really funny about what you just said is whenever I say anything about homeschooling and, like, my opinions of homeschooling, the immediate thing out of everyone's mouth, the first thing is always, well, they'll have no friends. You need socialization.
Yeah.
And in your case, you can't really say that because you've been going to government school and you already have friends and you've been doing this for years and years and years. And you've just chosen in your final years to be homeschooled. So it's just funny to me because that's always the instant remark that I hear. And people can't really say that in your case.
Right. And it's such a ludicrous claim. The people that say that have no idea
really
what it's like to learn.
Yeah. Socialization in public school. Do they remember what it's like to be in public school?
Yeah.
Because you don't really socialize that well.
Yeah, I can beat them up and cuss at them at home. Don't worry.
Jack, thank you for the call. Keep in touch with us. Appreciate hearing from you and enjoy your newfound freedom. And that's got to be awesome, not having to go to that indoctrination camp for 8 hours a day. More coming up here. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. I think I'm a little jealous of Jack. I mean, he's gotten out 4 years early, basically. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. You'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs, plus a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type COIN for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code COIN at adamandeve.com.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from powervapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Tower Vapors e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only a moment remains, but enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, you can buy a banner at. We're actually doing an auction right now. You can go to auction.freetalklive.com. You can purchase the third banner from the top of the website, and you'll get it for an entire month if you're the winner. The bid's only at $10.50 right now, so you can get a hell of a deal if you go to auction.freetalklive.com. Place your bid. Auction ends in, I think, only two more days. So get on over there to auction.freetalklive.com. You can advertise virtually anything. I mean, we reserve the right to refuse if, for whatever reason, I think there's only ever been one banner we've had to refuse in the past. But it's pretty much an open option for you to advertise your product, service, website, whatever. Head over to auction.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you the best prices that we could find on gold and silver. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. And pick up some really great rates. And on top of that, support Free Talk Live and the syndicate that gives you Free Talk Live. Gold.freetalklive.com.
We continue with Nick in Massachusetts.
Wow.
Hello, Nick.
Yes.
Am I on here?
Indeed.
Am I on?
Yes.
You are. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go for it.
Sorry. I wanted to comment on the Campaign for Liberty thing.
Thing where they are endorsing a neocon.
Pro-war, pro-interventionist, libertarian, Republican, through that ad that you were talking about. The ad in question, actually, it's on Pete Ayer's website, PeteAyer.com.
That's P-E-Y-R-E.
E-Y-R-E. And the campaign, the the thing in question, it actually mentions, of course, nothing about his interventionist policies and about Afghanistan. So I wanted to sort of comment about it because I had found it sort of interesting because I'm not one of those political people who believe in the political process at all. So I thought it was kind of indicative that even the libertarian movement, you know, even when you get the libertarians involved in the political process, it still comes down to basically, you know, political maneuvering and compromising, and as you were talking about with Ron Paul and that sort of stuff. And it's just, I don't understand why libertarians just can't figure out that politics and freedom really doesn't mix.
Well, you know, to the political folks' credit, at least here in New Hampshire, they've had some level of success.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's going to be totally worthless or totally unsuccessful. Just for the most part, I find it kind of, you know.
Well, what works?
What works? Well, I'm not saying, on the other hand, I'm also not saying that, you know, civil disobedience is perfect, but I would prefer it to the political process.
It's because you like it.
Well, on the national level, I don't think anything works.
But it's not particularly effective. I mean, you can't show at this point effectiveness sort of.
Well, can you show effectiveness for over 250 years of the political process?
I think they've been trying to grow the government, you know, in that time frame. There hasn't been a...
They're not going to stop trying to grow the government.
There hasn't been the concentrated effort.
They're not going to say, oh, well, you're getting involved in the system. We're going to, you know, abolish ourselves or, you know, whatever.
Indeed. I'm not saying that they're going to do that. But
okay.
You know, there's as good of a chance inside the political system at this point, because neither one has been shown conclusively as there is with civil disobedience. But that's all. Do what you like.
I think that at the national level, disobedience is the only way to free yourself from them. I don't think that disobedience is going to change things at the national level. I don't think that politics is going to change things at the national level either. And I think, Mark, you would agree that at the national level, politics is not it's not working.
I think the only thing the only hope we have is you know, somehow seceding
to
from,
get the hell out. Yeah. Yeah, because this is what happens on a national level, in a political organization. Once a political organization becomes large enough that it is influential enough to make a difference, it's co-opted by the people that want to aggregate power to themselves. You saw what happening with the Libertarian Party, and the folks over at the Libertarian Reform, the Libertarian Radical Caucus, are trying to do something about it. And I wish them the best of luck. But this is what happens, and now it's happening to the Campaign for Liberty, where they started with some level of principles, and now they're endorsing neocons. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah,
that's the way it works.
If you don't mind, I'd like to recommend a book that I'm currently reading.
Okay.
It's called Lost in the Meritocracy by Walter Kern. Kern. And it talks about it's basically a memoir of his life in public education and how it failed him. And it sort of set him up for a disaster in college, where he was basically addicted to drugs and alcohol and all these chemicals to keep him focused and stuff. And he got so addicted to the awards, you know, those gold stars that you get in the government schools. And you get so addicted to them that you lose sight of actually learning. And he never did actually learn. So I just sort of wanted to recommend it. So far, I've only been like five chapters in, but it's very good so far.
And it was called what?
It was Lost in the Meritocracy by Walter Kern.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231.
And that's kind of what I like about unschooling. And for those that don't really know about what it means, it's essentially you teach a child to learn, and then they go about, and you sort of guide them to some extent.
We didn't explain that before. We should have.
Go about learning about what it is that they want to learn about. And, you know, the things that, for whatever reason, they're drawn to are the only things they're going to remember anyway. I mean, I took trigonometry and analytic geometry. I don't remember anything about that stuff. I got no ideas. I took biology 1 honors and chemistry 1 honors. I don't know anything about that stuff. The things that I remember are the things that excited me. And I'm sure there are some things in those courses that excited me. But, you know, a kid's going to go after what he wants to go after to learn.
I think reading is the perfect example of this. When you think about how many kids get out of high school, I mean, how many of them get out and, like, are really eager to read books?
Not many.
Not very many. And I believe that is because from a young age, we are forced to read books that we're not interested in.
Yes.
When you think about the books that you read as a kid, like Where the Red Fern Grows and The Great Gatsby and books like that, and it, you could say, you know, I don't like this book. This isn't for me. Well, it's a classic and everyone likes it. It's the approved classic, so you should like it. We're like, it just, at that for me is something that I really remember.
Shakespeare. Ugh.
So boring.
I hated Shakespeare.
Way to make kids hate reading. Make them read through their entire school career crap they don't want to read.
Right. I guess for the, from their perspective, reading was fun when they were in preschool, not in preschool, but before government school. But those
were
all kids' books.
When they were reading The Velveteen Rabbit and...
which is a bizarre
Ricky
book.
Ricky Tikki Tavi.
Jack's got The Velveteen Rabbit, and it's about like not throwing away inanimate objects. Because those inanimate objects have feelings. It's really bizarre, some of these.
That's a bad concept.
Pack rat.
But then if you look at Thomas the Tank Engine, here you have, you know, trains with personalities.
I think I can.
That's the little engine that could.
There's a good moral.
I agree with that one. But it's interesting how they'll either personify animals or they'll personify machinery in these in many of these books. And I find it so disturbingly weird. I often tell Jack as I'm reading to them.
Big googly eyes on everything.
Yeah, I tell Jack as I'm reading to them, this isn't real. You know, this is just fantasy.
Jack, this is an anthropomorphic train.
I've said those exact words, but I really do like the Thomas the Tank Engine one, so we bought more of those.
So
I actually knew, I worked with several of the family members, but I know an entire family who lives here in Keene. There are 10 children, every single one of them unschooling or whatever. They all just were taught to talk. They teach themselves, and they were smart, and they were all really good workers.
Any family with 10 kids, you can pretty much count on that they're going to be homeschooled, right? that many kids, you're likely religious family, likely no better than to go to government school.
Higher chance, absolutely.
Yeah. From a teenager's perspective, reading was fun when they were a little kid, mm-hmm. but those were all little kids' books, so they're not going to want to go and pick up Thomas the Tank Engine at age 14. But once they're going through the government schools, then, like Julia is saying, the love of reading is just... sucked right out of them.
I don't know that this is necessarily just a government school thing. I have a real problem with private schools the way they work too.
Anytime there's forced curriculum.
I think that not only I do have a problem with the way government schools are funded and all that other stuff, but I have a problem with taking kids of all the same age in groups of 25, giving them to one adult who really isn't going to, you know, a year from now isn't going to care about these kids. They're going to be moving on and all that other stuff. And then, you know, calling that responsible. And I just don't think it is. If you want your child to learn, you need to guide them through the wonderful world of learning yourself. And that for me, that was the criteria that I made with my wife from the very beginning.
We are tapped out of time here, folks. Back tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition of the program. Be sure to join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Tonight it has been Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And again, we'll see you tomorrow night. Same time, same place. freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.